The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Liverpool, Kings of Europe, record for an English club, sixth time. We have two people big on football here. Neil Humphreys, of course, writes about football for the new papers, written books about football. We have our special guest today, Nick Atkinson, who's an author, who's written about Chelsea, climbing the Chelsea Hill by Ken Shalita, the late great player from Chelsea who spent a large part of his life in Malaysia. But Nick, we should point out that you are a Liverpool fan deep down, and when you were a teenager, you were in a terrible car accident back in your native UK. You were in a coma for many days, and you got a signed poster from the great Liverpool team from 1982-83.
Well, it was actually my younger brother, while I was in hospital with metalwork all over my face.
And you weren't sure whether you're going to pull through?
No, they were told, don't build up your hopes, but don't. You know,
and it was a Ferrari. You crashed a Ferrari, is that right?
Well, yeah, I was a passenger. Okay, no, I wasn't driving.
I see. Okay.
It was a 275 GT Berlinetta.
And it was in Cambridgeshire.
Yes, yeah. Right. It was just a very sad, unfortunate accident.
And you were 17 years old.
So my brother had written to Liverpool, sent them a postal order, which was like a check, saying, "Can please send my brother a poster? You know, he's in hospital.
He may not make it."
Yeah. And they sent it back a lovely letter from Bob Paisley's PA. Mm-hmm.
Saying, who was the manager of Liverpool at that time.
We all wish him very, very well. And by the way, all the team have signed it for you. So that poster has actually travelled with me for the last 37 years. Basically, Dalglish, Hansen, Thompson, Phil Neal, Terry McDermott, Ian Rush, Bob Paisley. It's all signed. And that was, you could say, the classic Liverpool team that I'm hoping the current crop is actually going to sort of emulate the success in some way.
That's very much Liverpool.
Yeah.
I've written a few articles, rather gushing articles about Liverpool lately, and I've been accused again of pro-Liverpool bias. Next week it'll be anti-Liverpool bias. You know how that works. Yeah. But no, only because Liverpool, and I say this objectively, I have no dog in this fight when it comes to Liverpool, Manchester United and so on, the big rivalry of Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. But Liverpool, since my childhood really, since the days you're talking about, the early 80s, have always got things right for the most part when it comes to community engagement. Other clubs still, I think, trail Liverpool. And I give you a very good example. And I led off with this in my article this week for the new paper, why Liverpool are the right winners. And it's because of a man called Dave Evans. Now, similar story. Dave Evans has terminal cancer in New Zealand.
Yep.
It's a terrible story. This guy and his wife emigrated to New Zealand, had all the medical checks that you had to have before you emigrate, arrives in New Zealand. Within 2 weeks of arriving of their new life, he complains of a few pains, goes to the hospital. He's got terminal cancer, a matter of weeks. He'd saved up money to go to the Champions League final, £10,000.
Wow.
When it became clear he wasn't going to make it, that money was then diverted to pay for his own funeral. His wife put something up on Twitter, just a random message. A couple of ex-Liverpool guys, Stan Collymore, Steve McMahon, one or two other guys, picked up on it. Next thing you see, now this, I'm not going to lie, even now I struggle to say it, but Jurgen Klopp, on the morning he leaves to fly to Madrid for the most important game of his career, and I don't think that's an overstatement.
No, the man
could not have lost the seventh final in a row. He just couldn't.
He's lost to one with Borussia Dortmund too, with the Champions League final.
Exactly. So he just could not have lost another final. Yeah. So I don't think it's hyperbole to say it was the biggest match of his managerial career. He takes the time to record this message for a man he's never met, a dying Liverpool fan in New Zealand. And he says this thing at the end. I'm not a religious guy, but he says the thing at the end, "Dave, I'm Christian, so I will see you." And I get goosebumps now.
Wow.
He sent that message. He got a couple of his players to do it. James Milner did it. That's Liverpool.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue all clubs do this. And yes, they all do a lot of good civic work that doesn't get reported. But Liverpool have always taken their civic responsibility seriously. And I've met guys from the Liverpool club, you have too, when they've come out to Southeast Asia, and they've said to me off the record, there are other clubs who I won't mention who do, let's say, tackier things in Southeast Asia to get this sponsor and that sponsor and whatever. There are certain things that Liverpool just will not do.
Yeah.
They've never done that. And I think post Hillsborough, they're even more sensitive to what they will and will not do when it comes to fan engagement. I do think they're a model for other clubs to follow.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. It was a wonderful thing for me, for my family at that stage. When my brother brings it in, okay, I'm about sort of 12, 13 days into my stay in the hospital. I'm still got bits of wire all over my face.
After this horrific car accident.
My brother was really, really upset because he opens up this post and says, look what I got you. And I just went, yeah. he was expecting this. Oh, wow. But obviously, when you've got your jaws wired together, you can't. But I just went, huh? He was very, very disappointed. But since then, as I say, it's traveled around the world with me.
So it did mean something to you. Right?
It does. It was a gesture that they didn't need to do because they could have just sent the poster. But, you know, as we've talked about before with Ken, I think Ken despaired sometimes with what had happened to the game and how possibly the personality, the compassion.
Well, I wrote a novel about it, Premier Leech, which came out in the UK. It was my first sort of award-winning novel in the UK. And I was very passionate about it because this was around 2010, 2011 when, I'm not going to name them now, but certain professional footballers at that time, one of them was a Chelsea footballer. Two of them were Chelsea footballers. Were almost going out of their way to one-up themselves on, let's do this something really seedy. No, I'll be even seedier. No, I'll be even seedier. No, I'll be even... Yeah. You know, there was a period where it was one sordid, tawdry, whether it was money or a sex scandal, after another. And you was just thinking at that time, and I do think the game has corrected itself a little since, but you do think, how low can this game go? You know, what bottom do we have to reach before we realise it can't just all be about dollars and cents? And I know that football clubs get literally thousands of requests like yours, like Dave Evans, every day. They would literally spend every minute of every hour of every day just answering all of them. I get that. Of course I do. But I do think when the game is making more money than ever before and fans are being moved around and messed around more than ever before, changing kickoff times to suit TV, moving it, playing in Baku, the Europa League final might as well have been played in Saturn, know.
But
they did it to make inroads into another oil-rich state. You just think sometimes, without the fans, you don't have a game.
Ken's comments.
Yeah, Ken Shalita, who you wrote about in your book, Climbing the Chelsea Hill.
The fans are the backbone, the heart, the beating heart. Without the fans, you ain't got football.
Yeah, and I always love that, you know, You'll Never Walk Alone, that Liverpool, their anthem, their song. And I think
it's the best song in football.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, whether you're a neutral or a Liverpool fan, you've got to respect what the club has done and how it's touched the hearts of people.
I'm sentimental. You know, anyone who reads my writing will know that. But my wife will frequently say to my daughter, Abbey Rose, he's crying again. They're singing You'll Never Walk Alone on the TV. It's a team he doesn't even support, but he's crying again. It's just something about that song. It's what the song means, the lyrics of the song anyway, are very tear-jerking. But in the context of Liverpool, and they always sing it around, obviously, Hillsborough events, so that adds another layer to it.
Yeah.
It's the best of football. And there's something about the Liverpool fan club. This is what upsets other clubs, including Chelsea, including Manchester City. There's no other club in world football, with the exception of Manchester United, who would impact upon the entire planet when they win a Champions League like Liverpool does. Yep. And it's something that all the other clubs are still trying to catch up on. Manchester City can win a treble. They can't affect the world in the way Liverpool can.
Yeah, congratulations to Liverpool now. Six-time champions of Europe after defeating their fellow Englishman Tottenham Hotspur in last weekend's Champions League final.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.